This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz back at Chickie's on Fridays, where we'll be throughout the spring and summer until football season again. Chickie's in South Philly. Big games and big events always better at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. The Twitter question is what we've been talking about all day, is a comment AJ Brown made on the Kicking It With D podcast, saying that he thinks that the league will adjust to them and they'll need to change the offense drastically. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. AJ Brown says the offense should change drastically next year. Do you agree? 60.5% say yes, it's got to change. 39.5% say it is good as is. 215-592-9494. Stewardess Jim, you're on WIP. What's up, Jim?
What do I need another thank you for? What are you talking about? I haven't called for two weeks. What are you talking about?
Well, you're lucky we're taking your call now.
Yeah, it sounds like you've been making fun of Jack and Ike on other shows all week.
Yeah.
No. Well, hold on a second. The midday show wouldn't take my calls because they were upset I didn't put them in first class.
So basically what you did is you felt like you had to rip us to get back into good graces with the midday show.
Well, so it's I can rip you up to your face, but I can't rip you up behind your back.
No. Well, do you know these are all on the radio? Like when you do this on the air, that you're not just doing it to them, you're doing it like to everybody. We have minions everywhere, making sure.
I have to tell them, oh, I would have loved to have had Q in first class. You just would have slept. It would have been great. Instead of Jack doing all this shenanigans on there.
Yeah.
I had your back on that flight. You have no idea what was going on behind
I'm not talking about having my back on the flight. I'm talking about you dogging Jack and myself on the air to the other host. You even went on Jan Janssen's show overnight to complain about me and Jack.
That's because, no, I was going to talk about something else, but Bam got on there before me and started trashing me for what I did. I wasn't going to talk about it, but I had to defend myself.
You're something else, man.
But I also was defending you, Ike, about that woman on the flight. I had to defend you about her.
What woman on the flight?
On that flight coming back.
What about, I don't remember a woman on the flight. What are you talking about?
This woman had paid extra to sit next to you and coach, okay? And she got mad because I put you up there. She wanted her money back because she wants to sit
he's
and talk
lying.
About her business. And I told her, I said, you cannot go up there with him. She said, I demand to go up there. I go, no, give me your card. I will talk to him. And that's it.
What are you talking about?
Dude, there were more open first class seats
right.
on that flight.
It was 12 people on the flight.
Well, do you think Baldinger, who paid to get up there, is happy you're there? I had a key who was up there who files the gear, and he sees you guys come on there, and they're mad at me. But that woman got there because she wanted to be with you.
Oh,
and I had
right.
to deal with
oh my
her
God.
In the back.
Does it say that on the seating chart on the plane?
Right,
this
yes.
one's next to
she
Ike.
She knew because I found out from the agent. That
you're
she
a liar.
Knew that you were going to be there. She had the Eagle outfit on. you know, she had the belly roll and everything like that.
All right, okay, enough out of you. Do you want to talk about the Eagles or no? Or are you just getting calling to do this?
No, I really want to talk about the Sixers, but I know you don't like talking
about them. No, we're going to talk about it in a minute. Do you have something that's popular that you don't understand for next question today?
The Netflix. Cowboys.
I can't understand Netflix. There's nothing on good. It never is. It's like, why do I even pay money for this?
Huh.
Netflix? Nah, I like Netflix.
You know,
there's nothing good on there.
Sometimes.
It's not a bad point. Thank you for the call, Catboy Jim. There's occasionally a movie
it
and
is,
occasionally
yeah,
a TV show. But now that most of what's on Netflix is stuff that Netflix makes, back in the day, Netflix used to have a lot more stuff from like other studios.
From, yeah.
Yeah. I actually don't watch Netflix all that much, but I pay for it every month.
Yeah, I certainly pay for it every month.
Yeah.
Along with a bunch of other apps.
Yeah, you just pay.
But yeah, every once in a while, there's a reason to have Netflix. Like, they'll have a special.
But they had Jake Paul. They had a football game this
right,
year.
Right, yeah. Every once in a while, I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I got it. But you're right. For the most part, it's stuff you've either already seen.
Or I'm not or that interested.
Or, yeah, you can get it on another app as well. That goes for, whatchamacallit, too, Prime Video?
Yes, Prime Video is.
Yeah.
Occasionally, they'll have their own show that's good to watch, but that's about it. So, the Sixers got clobbered by the Celtics last night. It was. As someone who watched every minute of that game,
God bless you.
It was disgraceful. Like, so it's one thing to lose to the Nets and the Raptors who stink, but coming off, and you know I like Morey, but coming off his, if you squint, you can see a title contender. When you see the Sixers against an actual title contender,
right.
You're like, boy, you're going to have to squint a lot more than that. And I think to me, and we'll get to Joel Embiid's comments in a moment, but to me the most disheartening thing was they just didn't – there was effort from – like Yabusele always gives effort, right? Quentin Grimes gives effort. But the – like Paul George floating around, Embiid floating around, like it does seem to an extent like they know the season is over.
Yeah.
And Nick Nurse is not able to motivate in any way at this point. And I think a lot of that is downstream from Joel. But here's what – so Joel said that thing on Super Bowl Sunday when they played the Bucks that – he's going to need a surgery after the game, after the season, and it's going
to
be a long recovery. And so he said this last night after the game.
Joe, setting aside being healthy enough just to play, are there specific things that you feel like you can't do or don't trust your knee enough to do right now that you've relied on in the past?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure you can figure it out. You know the way I was playing a year ago, it's not the way I'm playing right now, and it sucks, but I believe I just probably need, you know, to fix the problem, and then I'll be back at that level. But it's hard to have the trust when you're not yourself, and yeah, I mean, not as dominant as I was a couple months ago. And you know, but that doesn't mean I still can't have a lot of impact on the game. It's just me being out there, I think, helps a lot. You know, just my presence, ability to track double teams, getting guys more shots. But my dominant self, you know, I get there. No, it's just tough because you know you can do so much more, but when it's no excuses. It's just the way it is. Just gotta keep finding ways to figure it out and get better.
So I think based on what he said to Lisa Salters and what he's saying last night, it gives people the impression that there is a surgery that he can have that will fix what is wrong with his knee.
Right.
There is not. So there isn't. There isn't some magic surgery. There isn't some injury that we don't know about. We know about the injury. Mm-hmm. There isn't something that he could have. You know, a lot of people have brought up the LaMelo Ball meniscus replacement thing. Mm-hmm. Would not work for Embiid. He's too big. And by the way, like, we don't even know how well that's going to work over a period of time for Lonzo Ball either. I think I said LaMelo. Ball.
Yeah.
It's not going to – it might not work for Lonzo Ball either, but it's definitely not going to work for Embiid. And I think – What I understand is their hope is that, like, based on the imaging on his knee, and what can happen is your body can adjust to not having the meniscus there, and you can be in a better place than he's in now. There are a lot of players, even one on the Sixers, that if you looked at the imaging, that knee is worse than Joel's knee. The problem with Joel's knee is that it continually gets swollen. It limits him, so on and so forth. So their hope is that actually playing more will help his body adjust. If that doesn't work, they're going to have to try experimental things, and there's not like a surgery that is there that they know about that would fix Joel. And what I hear, and maybe this is just me being sympathetic to him because I'm frustrated, but I also hear a guy who may be trying to deal with the fact that he's just never going to feel the way that he used to feel. Mm-hmm. And he's never going to be able to dominate the way that he used to dominate. And he says these things maybe as like a hope, maybe trying to convince himself, like, oh, we just need to fix it. But I don't think there is a fix it. And he is to blame for some of this, right? Like, he didn't take care of his body. He hasn't worked in the offseason the way that he should. I think there's a 65% chance, maybe, or whatever it is, that he could have done all the right things and his body would have failed him anyway, that he's had so many things. But at this point, I just don't think there's anything there. And what we're hearing from him and what we're seeing from him is like actually sort of like a depression that he just can't do what he's used to doing. You know, he can't just go out there and beat the hell out of him like he used to be able to do it.
Well, and that may be the case. You may be right. That certainly doesn't instill a lot of hope into fans from the outside. But him giving the impression that there is something that could be done to fix it, fans are going to latch on to that.
It's horrible.
Like, if he's saying that out of his mouth, and that's why my first reaction was, well, if it's something you're going to have to get done eventually, why not get it done now? When I get a procedure and I need a longer recovery time, and you know what? Season's really over with. It's a wash. You may as well take all of the summer, all of the next 6 months, so you can be healthy at the beginning of next year so we don't have to go through this again. We're more than willing to give you as much rest time. This season is already done in a lot of fans' mind. So if you need some sort of procedure that's going to take a longer recovery period, then why not get it done now?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the way that he is talking about it is, like, it makes me angry.
That was my first reaction. I'm like, man, well, just shut him down. Just do whatever you got to get done now.
I am empathetic. I understand the situation he's in and why. But he has always been so protective of the information.
Yeah.
Like, whereas the team can't say anything.
Right.
They're not allowed to say anything about him and his health unless he okays it.
Right.
So he not only makes the fans frustrated because they're like, well, what's going on here? Is like he puts his teammates in a bad spot because they are, I think a lot of the malaise, I'm not going to let Nick Nurse off the hook, mm-hmm. right? He hasn't mm-hmm. done a good job this year. But a lot of this is everybody signed on this year to play around Joel.
Right.
And when they don't know when he's going to play or not play, they don't know what's going on with his knee and not going on with his knee. They don't know the going into every game. He doesn't show up on time for this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And I think the malaise of him, and he is like, even though he hasn't played in a lot of these games, I think the way that he has carried himself during this mm-hmm. has made the rest of the team worse. Like I think yeah. I think that. It's only so much will you can have, but when the whole thing, when everybody knows that the whole thing is based around him, yeah. and you don't know if he's going to play or not play, and you don't know what kind of offense you're going to play that night because you don't know if he's going to play 20 minutes up until the game,
yeah.
he needs to get a hold of his public messaging on this, because if this is hopeless, people should know.
Yeah.
They should know, you know? It really feels like it reminds me of Bynum. It reminds me of we were all like, well, is it going to be next week?
Yeah, we never saw that dude play.
Never. Not one time.
yeah.
And it was just like it was hopeless. And yeah. I know the organization can't come out and say it's hopeless, but like when he says those things, like he said last night, like he said to Lisa Salters, I know he thinks, like I think on some level he thinks it's making him seem better and gives people hope. It doesn't. It makes people angry. You know, as to, well, why are you playing then?
Yes. Well, that's my first thought, yeah.
Well, and my question would have been to him, and I think it was Kyle Newbeck that asked that question. He goes, okay, I got to have a procedure. I got to get it right. The next question should be, how? How do you expect to do that? If what you need is a surgery and what you need is recovery time, why are you playing?
Right.
And that should answer your question right there, right? Because, yeah I don't think he would be. I don't think the team really believes they're going to do anything this year.
But do you think the team, because that lottery pick is protected,
yep.
there it's going to be difficult for them to get inside that top six, right?
Unless
you lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to lose. But especially with them playing, it's going to be difficult to get there.
Well, you would think.
Because they're only a game and a half, I believe, or two out of the play-in.
Yeah, but the difference between the play-in and the six spot are... they're like the same. And you keep losing to the Nets and the Raptors, somebody's going to catch you. And remember, like they could be in the eighth spot and still get a top six pick because of the way the lottery works.
Really?
Yeah, because you could jump up. You can be the 12th spot in the lottery and get the number one pick. You just have a lower chance of actually
getting it. I see what you're saying there. But I mean, if they were a playoff team, you're not in the lottery.
The play-in is not the playoffs. They're two different things.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, they could get in the play-in.
You would still have to make the playoffs to be in. I got you.
Yeah, okay. I think if they really thought, A, we can get his surgery, we'll get him right for next year, B, it'll give us a better chance at a lottery pick, they would shut him down, they would shut Paul George down, they would do all that stuff.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because this is a business.
Yeah.
Is this the time of the year where renewing season tickets come around? So I'm just wondering.
Normally, I would say yes.
Okay.
But the way that they look, they're not selling any season tickets with this. But they would sell more season tickets with hope of a lottery pick than they would sell watching this team playing the way that they're playing right now.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that I don't think that goes into it. Would they like the revenue from a playoff series? I'm sure they would, but I don't think they want to do it at the expense of the next 6 years of Joel Embiid, which they're locked into. And by the way, everyone who wants to trade him, mm-hmm. good luck. Because really, here's the sad part, because this happened with John Wall mm-hmm. in Washington. If he is a $60 million a year player and you're trying to rebuild, you're not attaching draft picks to get him off the thing. Right. You're just going to let him sit there, play 10 games a year, get your draft picks, and not, because you don't want to pay. You're going to have to pay a team 2 first-round picks. And if you want to rebuild, that's the last thing you can do is pay first-round picks. He's not, like, going anywhere, I don't think.
This is bad, man.
It's way worse than I could have ever imagined.
Yeah, this is bad. Man, this is bad.
It's bad. It's horrible. And the crazy thing is that when you look
at... With no end in sight, by the way.
No end in sight.
I don't see any end in sight with this.
Nope. And when you... The frustrating thing, because I unfortunately watch this team every time, is you look at the things that they hit on this year, right? Mm-hmm. They hit on Jeremy Cain. They hit on Gershon Yabusele. Justin Edwards. Justin Edwards, undrafted free agent. Oh, my God, he can play. Like, look at that. Kelly Oubre has looked good all year long. Mm-hmm. Like, all these little things that you did. Tyrese Maxey is the fourth leading scorer in the NBA this year. Yeah. All these little things that you hoped would work around Joel, so many of those worked. And it's a disaster because he, and I truly believe, I know, you know, Elliot was right about Joel being cooked. I think if they were good, I think Paul George would look fine. Paul George is not a guy that's going to lift you up when everything else is bad. But when things are good, I think he physically looks fine to me. I don't see anything wrong with him. But
which makes the fact that he doesn't take over it drives you even more crazy.
Yeah, the whole thing, I have to tell you, I've watched a lot of bad basketball in my life. And I've seen a lot of extremes over the last 11 years covering this team the way that we have. This is so much worse than any other moment. It's worse than them losing 20-some games in a row.
Sure.
It's worse than the Brian Colangelo, Sam Hinkie thing. Mm-hmm. This is the worst it could possibly be. And we came into it with more hope than we've had in a long time. You know, yeah. Like, okay, this is the best team we've had.
Yeah.
And it's by far the worst season.
Yeah.
And we may be stuck with a Joel Embiid that looks like this and just getting progressively worse for the next, until 2029.
It's 2025. Just started. 2025 just started last month.
Dude, they could, you could have
2029.
The next good team will be in the new arena.
Yeah. Well, you could have a person who started college at the beginning of this Embiid contract, and the Embiid contract won't be over until that person graduates.
Man.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to watch them. Half the people who listen to our podcast don't even watch the game anymore. They just listen to us talk about it.
Yeah.
It's horrible. The games aren't even fun to watch. Actually, if they sat down, Paul George and Joel Embiid, I'd much rather watch, you know, Jared Butler and Quentin Grimes and
David Roddy.
Yeah, David Roddy.
I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah.
It's early, but in a year, if this thing looks like it has no hope of getting better, we better hope Clutch doesn't ask to get Tyrese Maxey out of here.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because if I'm Tyrese Maxey, do I want to spend the prime of my career with this as a guard?
Well, the thing about this, and this is depressing to think about too, if you really want to rebuild, like maybe the move
is trading Tyrese.
Is getting a bunch of first round picks for Tyrese Maxey,
he's your most valuable commodity right now,
right,
as far as being able to move something and get something.
And by the time you're good again, all he's going to do is hurt you over the next couple of years because he's going to win you a couple of games here and there. You might not. Maybe you say to yourself, "Look, Jared McCain's on a rookie deal. This guy's on a rookie deal. Maybe we get a first round pick out of Paul George and get some salary relief. I'm not advocating for trading Tyrese Maxey but
I think his damn people, he's going to be asking for a trade in a year.
Sure. And if you're the Sixers and you're rebuilding, that might even be the move.
Move to do it,
You know, maybe somebody gives you four first-round picks for Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
And it's never in my life would I have imagined it would have been this way.
Yeah, and we might need to do that to try to bounce back faster.
Yes.
It's just trade Tyrese.
Because of the hole you're going to be in from a salary standpoint from Joel, might be and they do have, like, young guys here, you know, like, they could, but without first-round picks and that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Man, oh man. Never in my wildest dreams. I know some people are saying, I knew it. I get it. You know, like, you were right, I was wrong, but I don't know that anybody could have seen it being as bad this year as it was. Because if I had told you, hey, Joel missed this many games, after 50 games, you think they'll be 500? You'd be like, yeah, I think they'll be 500. Not 20 and 34. They're under, the last thing, Mike made this point on the podcast last night. They started 3-14. Mm-hmm. Since then, they're under 500 since starting 3-14. So even if you throw 3-14 away, they're still under 500. Unbelievable. Coming up next, you know, everybody loves.
Yeah, that was depressing.
Yeah, sorry. Everybody loves Pro Football Focus.
Yes.
So they,
well,
yeah, I know. That was a little sarcastic.
Yeah, I was going to say. I had to think about that. Right, well, yeah, sometimes.
So they came out with their top 101 graded players this year. And I will tell you where everyone landed, whether Saquon Barkley was the top-rated running back, and where Jalen... Let me ask you this. Where do you think Jalen Hurts fell in terms of quarterback?
Oh, PFF.
Or do you want to not guess?
Well, I'd be a little... Is he on the list?
He's on the list.
Okay, he made the list. He made the list.
So
I'll just leave it at that, because I thought he wasn't even on the list.
He's on the list. Okay. But it did include playoffs, so that helped.
That helped.
All right, we'll get to that next, as well as your calls. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.